And you're listening to Sibling Jabber. This is episode 3. I'm Roy.
And I'm Danielle.
Now, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not too bad. I had a pretty decent week. It went by pretty quick. Except for I got to work this weekend, so.
Oh, gross.
I was pretty happy, though. Yesterday, I found out that there's a new season of All of a Sudden in Philadelphia that I didn't get to watch yet, so I started that.
Oh, nice. Is it like a new season? Like they came back or?
Well, the past season, it finished, gosh, I actually think it finished last summer. And it's coming back for the new season will start this fall, I think. So I haven't seen that last season.
Oh, see, I thought the show was completely over.
No, they were actually renewed for 2 seasons, the upcoming one and the one after that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I rewatched The Game Buys a Boat with the inflatable man dance.
Yes, that's my favorite.
So that was good.
Oh, that's pretty much the only thing I know from that show, but it's the best.
Oh, that's funny. I thought you liked that show. Like, I thought you watched it.
I don't. I think I've watched that episode, and then I think you showed me 2 episodes, and then those are the only episodes I ever watched.
So you like it, but you haven't watched it, really?
Yes.
All right.
There's just so much TV in so little time.
There is. There is so much out there. I know. Especially with like Netflix and everything now. They have, I mean, as we talk about, they have like a movie or two that come out every week, and then they got shows on top of that.
Yeah.
All right. Anything special happened in your week or coming up in your weekend?
I don't know. I had an interesting week. I had a big work confrontation that was super uncomfortable. And then I also oddly found out that you cannot dye my hair blue. So.
Oh, why were you dyeing your hair blue?
So for work, when I'm with the kids, I like to dress fun and do stuff with my hair. And so I often wear hair clips that are like colored hair extensions.
Okay.
And one day the kids, this is such a long story, sorry. One day the kids were like, hey, is that permanent? And I'm like, no, it's just a clip. And they're like, you should do this permanently. And they kept on telling me that. So we did this mission project called Rice Bowls, which is really awesome. You like get a bowl. I think your girls got one.
Yeah,
you get a bowl. It looks like a bowl of rice, but it's like a plastic plaster piggy bank. And I told the kids the money goes to this organization, and they hand it to foster parents and orphanages around the world.
Oh, nice.
For food. They like pay for entire like years of food for these places. But I told the kids if they raised so much money that I would get my hair colored for them and they would get to pick the color. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I picked, they picked teal. I colored my hair teal. Your girls saw it this Sunday. However, after I washed it once because I got it done, and then by the time Sunday rolled around, I had to wash my hair, so I washed it once and it turned green, like all of the blue parts of the teal came out. So I went to get it redone today, and she just put flat straight out blue all throughout my hair instead of teal, and it still was green.
Oh no.
Yeah, so she put purple in it because I've had my hair purple before, and so we knew purple would stick, and now it's like green, teal, blue, purple.
Yeah, she's got like a rainbow color hair now.
Yeah, it actually looks kind of cool, but we'll see what happens when I wash it.
Too bad your kids don't know who Rainbow Bright is.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, good.
Interesting.
So, did the kids on Sunday get to see your hair blue?
They did it. I mean, they saw it and they're like, "That's not teal. That's green."
Or that's not meant to,
Yeah. So they saw it was a different color. It just wasn't any colors that they picked.
We want
So.
our money back. Give us our rice bowls.
Right. They're like, "So are you gonna change it again?" I'm like, "Sure. Sure, I will. We'll see what happens."
And you had to get it professionally done?
I didn't have to, but I did just
Well, I mean, you did,
because,
yeah.
yeah. I have never dyed my hair before myself, and I have to bleach my hair to get color, and I don't trust myself to bleach my hair. I feel like if I tried to bleach my hair, it would just be like all bleached, like
Just
my whole head.
sit down next to the bathtub, put your hair back into the bathtub, and get some bleach and pour it all over your head.
But then my entire head is bleached.
That
And then my entire head would be green.
head probably start coming off. Your skin would be peeling off.
I would have zero hairs on my head.
Yeah, bad idea.
It would be.
All right,
Oh.
on to some news we have here.
Cool.
Last week we were talking about the chemical that is in Weed Killer.
Yes, that I could
Well,
probably use to bleach my hair.
yeah, right. It'll come off just like regular bleach. Well, I guess there was a study done, and the Environmental Working Group considers so much of this chemical safe to digest through either eating or through your skin or whatever. And apparently they took food samples, this group took food samples from oatmeal, all different kinds of just oatmeal cereal, granola bars, stuff like that. And they found that a majority of those samples that they took all had what are considered unsafe levels of this chemical. So they say, if you, they're saying it's not bad unless it's something, you're constantly eating it every day, all day, whatever. But I eat a granola ball once a day, so am I going to die from this now?
I don't know. I can't answer that for you. So a chemical that's in Weed Killer is killing people, but that chemical is also found in our food.
Right. Well, Quaker came out and said
Fascinating.
that they do not add, it's called glyphosate. They don't add glyphosate during any part of the milling process. It's commonly used by the farmers when they apply it pre-harvest.
Oh, gotcha.
So reading stuff like this makes me go, man, maybe I should start eating all organic stuff, all these chemicals that are in all our foods.
Yeah. That just makes me think like you just never know what's in your food.
Right, never. It's not like it's an ingredient that's listed on there. They had
Yeah.
to test it and they found that stuff in there.
Yeah. Did you know that there's like, it's probably with all food, honestly, but I know for a fact it's like for candy bars. The whatever, the food association, whatever it is, allows so much insect parts to be in them.
Yeah,
Like,
I did
it's
know
okay
that.
for like so much percentage of insect parts to be in your candy bars, which is awesome, you know, get some good crunchy undetectable protein in there.
They're crawling around the factory. They sneak into some batter, cookie batter or something, get put in a little
Right.
candy bar.
I mean, it makes sense that like it's bound to happen. You're supposed to like, this is probably a myth, but I read once that you like eat a spider once a week in your sleep.
I do remember read or hearing that. I heard that.
Yeah,
Sounds like
so,
a old wives'
you know.
tale or something.
Yeah. But I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, there are bugs crawling everywhere, you just don't see them.
Bugs are good for you. They're okay.
except for centipedes. Those animals are Satan made.
They don't taste good or what?
They're disgusting and unnatural creatures of the world.
Too many legs for you?
They're too fast. I'll take a millipede. They're big and they've got lots of legs. But centipedes are unnatural creatures.
Stay away from the centipedes.
Yeah, and they should stay away from me as well.
All right, next news is Netflix. Are they introducing advertising? It looks like they select markets. They played full screen videos that are personalized to the user and feature content that would normally be posted on the recommended tab. It would play after every episode or after every movie someone would watch. It would just come up with an ad, and it would say, you know, continue. It would say continue, or there was a button I guess you could hit to skip it. And people were complaining that a lot of their skip buttons weren't even working. But then just turns out when Netflix was contacted, they said it's just something that they were tested. We conduct hundreds of tests every year so we can better understand what helps members more easily find something great to watch, is what Netflix said. You watch Netflix, right?
I do.
Would you put Netflix if they had advertising on it?
I would certainly not watch it as often. I don't know that I'd quit it because there is such good content on it. But I definitely, I'll find myself watching TV and then go, I'm just really tired of ads, of like commercials. So I'm going to put Netflix on. So
yeah,
it would definitely be really disappointing if they started putting ads.
It would be. I would probably quit. That's the reason why I don't have Hulu. You pay for Hulu and they still have limited commercials on them. Why am I going to pay and you're still going to give me commercials?
Very, very true.
No, I was okay using Hulu when it was, it's not even free anymore, but I was okay using it when it was free and sitting through commercial to, you know, you sit through, I think, 3 commercial breaks during an episode. I'm fine with that because I wasn't paying.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Before I go to my next one, you have anything for us?
I do not.
All right.
Nothing today.
That's good. I can carry this because listen to this next one. Pretend you're back in school and you live in Colorado. Colorado school districts are slashing Mondays from their week. They're starting a 4-day school week. They're doing it because it's going to save them about $1 million per year.
Wow. So that means that their school year's longer, though.
You know, I didn't see anything in multiple articles I read about how long the school year is going to have to go. But I'm guessing if they're saving $1 million, it's because they have one less day of school. So each week. So I'm guessing they're not going to have to go longer. They wouldn't save any money if they still had to go the same amount of days.
Yeah.
They are. That's adding very some, true. They're adding some time to the schedule. I can't remember. I think there was like 20 minutes they're adding school. They're going to have to go from 8:30 to 4:30 would be middle and high school students. 8:30 to 4:30.
Gross.
So I think they're adding 20, maybe 30 minutes a day, and that's it.
That's a late start for high school. 8:30.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. I always think it's fascinating how different things can be from state to state to state. Like Pennsylvania's school laws are so strict. Like, right, we have to be in school for so many hours, so many days a year. So.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, I don't know what their laws are. If they're trying to, if they're getting around it somehow. But it said they will offer childcare for children under 12 on Mondays for $30 a day, I guess, for the parents that are, you know, have to go to work and they have their kids and they're going to pay for daycare now.
Yeah, that would stink so much.
So now they'll have to shell out $30 a week for that.
See, you told me to pretend like I was back in school, so I was looking at this kid-wise. I'm like, okay. I don't know. School load might get harder. School work might get harder since there's more to learn in less time.
Right.
So yeah. They probably get more homework over the weekend and stuff, would be my guess. But from a parent perspective, that would suck. But like, if you're a full, like a whole working family, regardless if you have one or two parents or whatever, and you're both or singly working, now you have to figure out what to do for an extra day because it's not a work day is not going to change.
Right. Are you okay with it now that they're offering to take your kid anyway on Monday for $30?
No. $30 a day?
Yeah, that's what it looked like, yeah.
$30. That's a lot of money. I mean, it's not as much as a daycare.
Right. It's $120 a month, you figure, so.
That's still a lot of money.
But then you think, I mean, I can go back and forth. You got summers where the kids are off. What are the parents doing during the summers with their kids off then?
Using a lot of money to get a babysitter.
Right. So they might look at it. I mean, they're going from not to $30, which looks bad, but at the same time, they're going from all the money they have to pay during the summer to only $30 a week when it's the school year.
But that's an additive to your budget. Like, right. Kids are in school for eight months, right?
10 months.
That's over $1,000 a year added into your, like, budget. As if I was a single parent in Colorado, I would be very frustrated and not know what to do. I think I'd be freaking out a little bit because I don't make that much money.
Right. Yeah, add it up, like you said. That turns out to be a lot. I mean, you'll have days here or there where, you know, it's not every week because, you know, they got the Christmas break to spring break.
Right.
Labor Day, whatever. But yeah, still, it's, you figure it should probably end up coming to maybe around $800 extra for the year. Well, crazy. Like you said, kids will love it. Parents, not so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's good that I guess they picked Mondays because holidays are usually on a Monday to begin with.
Yeah.
But that'll be interesting to see how that first year goes and if parents complain or if it goes and switches back.
They said they're not the first school district by far, and that's not the first state either. They said Texas and I believe it was Oklahoma have school districts that have also done this. So it's one of those that's starting to become a trend, I guess. I don't know.
Well, then I guess it's working.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's schools out there they don't have summer breaks.
And right.
They'll take a few weeks off after semester or every 9 weeks, I guess. And that's it. So they still, but it's scattered.
Right.
But that's just also anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's also fascinating, not just within the United States, but like, so I'm going to butcher this. So I'm just going to go general and say Asian countries have like a higher school rate, I believe, than most of the world. And they go to school all year long. Like, I don't know how many days, but a lot of days. All year round. And I know that we've like bumped down on that list pretty far, I think.
What's this for? For how much time spent in school or
No, like our education, like top education around the world.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we're
So how
not
smart
very.
you are.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Through a standardized test way.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up and bring it up next week because I don't have facts and I don't want to make something up.
We don't need facts on this show. Who needs them?
Because then someone's gonna be like, Danielle's crazy and super stupid. Clearly, she needs to go somewhere else for schooling.
She's definitely not from an Asian country.
So I'll have to look that up and let you know. But I really feel like we're not at in the top five, but I could be wrong of like most, not even most educated, but like most educated in the schooling system, not most educated in population of country, but like in schooling systems. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like the kids that go to school are smarter somewhere else than here. Okay, never mind. Move on.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Next we got this is a short little one. There was a terrified rescue horse that was turned into skin and bones. Didn't want to eat or anything like that before. That was before that this horse made friends with a dog named Polly. That's right. This miniature
Oh.
horse named Sammy arrived weighing 200 pounds. Molly the Labrador has a special job on the farm to gently comfort sad animals, and the pair are now good friends.
Oh, that's cute.
I figured you would like that. A good dog one after the week from the person that got licked by a dog.
Oh. I totally thought of that today because I have like a little bit of eczema on my hand, and so I put lotion on it, and my dog loves licking lotion off my hands, and so she was just licking my hands, and I was like, great, I got eczema, and which is like essentially like peeling skin right now, and she's just licking it, so if I'm allergic, it's gonna hit now. Oh man. That poor guy. No, that's a sweet story. Though anytime I hear of a miniature horse, it makes me think of little Sebastian.
Who is what is little Sebastian?
From Parks and Recreation.
Oh,
There's a
yeah.
little miniature horse, and his name is Little Sebastian, and he's famous just for being an awesome miniature horse.
Next in the news, we have Aretha Franklin has passed away.
I did know that.
Yeah, she, I don't ha never really, I mean, I know her stuff, but wasn't a big fan, didn't listen to her. But she always came off as a pretty good person and a good role model.
Yeah. And still singing strong at whatever age she was.
Oh yeah, her voice never went away. She last I remember seeing her saying she was still good.
Yeah, I was watching the Colbert Show the other night, which is weird because I never watched that show. But he showed, like, I guess he went to a concert recently, not, I don't know how recently, of hers. And he showed a clip from it. And I was like, man, she can still sing. So.
Yep. She's got a voice. Also this week, yeah, good voice. I have a voice, but not very good. Yeah, also passing away this week, WWE legend Jim the Anvil Neidhart. He was 63 years old. He died after suffering a seizure and hitting his head as he fell while changing the thermostat on the air con at his. So not a typical wrestling story where they died from complications of all the steroids that they took.
Yeah.
And he's just out working on his air conditioner and changing the thermostat and had a seizure. Now, he was known for doing some drugs. He was arrested in 2010 for drug possession, trafficking, and burglary after the 55.6 grams of OxyContin and 17.4 grams of methadone.
Oh, awesome. In a bad way.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't know if I know that wrestler. I know... Obviously, he was an older wrestler, but...
Yeah, he wrestled in the 80s, 90s. He was a tag team partner with Bret the Hitman Hart, their brother-in-laws. Yeah. They were a tag team called the Hart Foundation. He was pretty decent, yeah.
If I saw a picture, I probably would recognize him, because that's totally your era, right?
Oh, yeah. He was short. He was stocky. He had this real long beard that was probably, about 7 inches long.
You pretty much just described a leprechaun, short, stocky.
Now thinking about it, that's kind of what he really built. I never thought of it that way. All right. Here's a good one. Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross, who I don't really know who Evan Ross is. But that's her husband, I guess. They performed at a Mowgli cancer fundraiser in Los Angeles. And I'm thinking, all right, why is this news? I have no idea. They start, I read it and go on, performed in front of their children and blah, blah, blah. But then it talks about, oh, I'm sorry. He is the son of, that's who he is, the son of singer Diana Ross.
Oh.
But apparently they're together and they have kids. So they headlined this concert. That's why they were saying that this is news. In this concert, they also had Paris Jackson. Does that ring a bell to you?
That does. Michael Jackson's daughter.
Yes. The Sound Flowers, which is a group, I guess. she's sang with the Sound, Paris Jackson sang with the Sound Flowers.
Okay.
And Macy Gray was also at the concert. And those were the biggest names at the concert. So let's see. We got Macy Gray, a one-hit wonder. We have Paris Jackson, who... You what?
I said, who's hit? I did not wonder.
Yeah. you got Paris Jackson, who... I love Michael Jackson, but, I mean, she's never done anything herself. She's just Michael Jackson's daughter. And right. She's singing in a band called the Sound Flowers. Never heard of them. I've heard of the Wallflowers. Never heard of the Sound Flowers. You have Ashley Simpson, who... Her two biggest things are she's Jessica Simpson's sister. And the one time that I've ever known her to sing was on Saturday Night Live, when everybody usually sings live, and she lip sync. And it was caught because I can't remember what happened. If she just messed up or the record skipped or started playing something like that.
Yeah. Oh, see, I remember that now that you mention it, but she was pretty big in like the early 2000s, I want to say. And she was dating some singer who was a one-hit wonder as well. That's all I remember about her. But she had like at least three songs.
Really? Can you name any of them?
No. I guarantee you if I looked them up, I'd be like, oh yeah, I liked that song. Because I know I liked at least one of her songs.
You're talking about Ashley, not Jessica, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm talking about Ashley. Because then she had her own reality show at one point, too, with her boyfriend that was also a singer. Yeah.
I didn't know about any of this.
Yeah, I think it was after Jessica Simpson had her Newlyweds show. Like, after that was over, Ashley Simpson had one. I'm 95% sure. I'm pretty much never going to say I'm 100% sure about anything.
All right. Yeah, because I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. But that's not a pop hospital either, it doesn't sound like. So that'd be like if Pittsburgh's Children's Hospital had a fundraiser or something, or something. You know? And they like get who you can get. That's pretty big.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it was, I got off of it now. I don't know if it was for a hospital. I think it was for, it was a cancer fundraiser.
Oh, I thought you said a hospital, but I
no, cancer.
Well, I knew you said it was for cancer, but I thought you said it was at a hospital or something.
It was called like the Maugi Benefit Concert or something.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Say like a low benefit concert. Get popular people.
Netflix has a show coming out today, which they have shows coming out all the time. The only reason I bring this up is because it's from the creator of The Simpsons. Matt Groening has come out with a show. It's a animated fantasy show called Disenchantment. Now, he's done Simpsons and he did Futurama. Both were, Simpsons obviously a huge hit. Futurama was a pretty big hit itself. This Disenchantment show, as soon as you see it, you could tell it's the same kind of animation as both of those. But this one is more of a fantasy, like Game of Thrones kind of show. It's that I know you don't really watch HBO. Are you into like Game of Thrones kind of stuff?
So I tried. I really tried because everybody talks about it so much. My one coworker, she was like, "It's really good," and she was telling me about it, how she got really into it. And so I tried watching the first episode, and I fell asleep during it. It was so boring. And so then I watched the second episode and it was still so boring. And so then I told my coworker that and she was like, "Yeah, you know, you got to get through the first 5 seasons."
What?
Right? I was like, it's an hour long show. That's a lot of seasons to get through to make sure something's good. So
do I have to get through it or can I just watch from season 6 or...
Right, or can I just not watch the show? Right. There are other good shows on TV.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so I tried. Couldn't get into it.
The only thing I have ever recommended, which is anywhere near similar to that, is Parks and Rec. I tell everybody they have to watch Parks and Rec, but I tell them they can start in season 2 if they want. If they really want to, they can. I'm a person, I've always got to start from the beginning, so I would have to start from season 1, episode 1.
Yeah, but, me too.
Yeah, that came on, I think it came on after Office, so my wife Tam and I watched Office, so we watched that afterwards, and watching it the first season, we're like, it was alright. So season 2 starting, we were like, we're gonna watch this, and we just never ended up turning it off after Office. So we just ended up watching it. That season 2 is when we got hooked. We're like, oh man, this show's great.
Yeah. It is like I want to say it's my top favorite show ever, but I'll say in the top 5 at the very least.
Any kind of show? Or are we just talking like a comedy sitcom?
Any kind of show.
Wow.
Love Parks and Rec. It is my absolute number one quoted TV show / movie.
Huh.
I love it. That's crazy. I agree that it was hard to jump into the first season. But then, you know, after I watched all, 6 seasons? 7 seasons?
I don't remember.
I got bored one day and decided I was going to rewatch them. And, started back in season 1, and season 1 wasn't as bad the second time around. I think it was hard to get into because it's like they don't develop the characters slowly. It's like first episode, characters are developed, man. Like, you are in it.
Yeah, it's like they're jumping in like halfway through a season.
Yeah, and so it's really hard to start there.
And plus, I mean, for us, I know my wife and I, we like I said, we were watching The Office, then we watched this. And it's the same kind of shaky cam documentary style. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
All right. And last news I have is not really much news, but I just saw real quickly today the Forbes came out with their 10 highest paid. I don't know if they did actors, but I know they definitely did actresses. And I did not see the entire list. However, I saw a brief thing on it that showed who number one was. Who do you think was the number one highest paid actress for, this says for 2018. Mm. Boy, it's not even over yet.
Highest paid actress for 2018. I have no idea. I'm going to go for...
I do have Scarlett them tied. Scarlett Johansson. Yes.
No way! Yes! I figured because she's been in the Black and Avengers, so...
Right, that helped out a lot.
I was going to go with Zoe Saldana because she was in the last Avengers, and she... Well, Guardians of the Galaxy came out in 2017, but awesome. What?
So I do have the top 10 in front of me now for actresses. I guess it's what they are guessing they're going to make for the year. And based off of what they know and what they know they're filming for this year. So number one, Scarlett Johansson, $40.5
million. Man.
Number two, we have a little bit of a drop, Angelina Jolie. $28 million. Three, Jennifer Aniston, 19.5.
What is she in?
I have no idea. Ads, it says. She's raking in the money on ads.
I do frequently see her in ads.
Next, we have a person who I figured would have been a top two is Jennifer Lawrence. Number four, $18 million. Reese Witherspoon, your girl. Number five, $16.5 million. Mila Kunis, number six at $16 million. Number seven, Julia Roberts, $13 million. Number eight, Kate Blanchett, $12.5 million. Number nine, Melissa McCarthy, $12 million. And number 10, another superhero. Gal Gadot, $10 million.
I love her too. Huh. That's a fascinating list. There are people on there that I wouldn't think would be on there because they haven't done anything big in a while.
Yeah, well, apparently you can rake in the money doing advertising.
Yeah, I guess so. Those Pantene and perfume commercials are killing it, man.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw a perfume commercial today that had like six different popular actresses all in one commercial.
For what? Like,
man, some perfume. I don't remember what it was.
Guess they're breaking in the money on perfumes.
Yeah.
They're able to afford all these actresses.
At least that one was. Must smell really good if they all like it.
Do you even know what it was?
No, I don't remember.
Good advertising.
I want to say it starts with an L. Well, I also don't. I only half watch commercials to begin with, so I want to start with Lancôme. Is that a perfume? I don't know. I want to say it starts with an L.
Estee Lauder.
No, that starts with an E, I think, doesn't it?
It's got Lauder in it.
Maybe. I don't know. It was a perfume, that's all I know. It wasn't Kristen Stewart running naked through, like, flowy cloth. Weirdest perfume commercial ever.
Boy, that would make me not want to buy that for my significant other.
Oh, man.
All right, we will move on now to IMDb birthdays.
Okay.
Yay!
Happy birthday, but not to you. Who are we saying it to?
Well, first on our list is Robert Redford. Redford.
Okay. Yeah.
He's 82 today.
Oh, wow. He's getting up there.
He is. Still looking pretty good.
Ooh.
Not that good. But for 82, good. Also, Edward Norton.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, no. That would be Johnny. Though I've never seen Edward Scissorhands, so I don't know if he has a birthday, but we can pretend like his birthday today. Sure.
Edward Norton. Yeah, I liked him. I like him. He's good in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Usually the bad guy, though, I feel like.
Yeah.
Poor Edward. Always typecasted. But he makes such a good villain, too.
Oh, he does. Italian Job, that was great.
Love it.
There's another heist one he did, I can't remember right now. Yeah, he's good.
But he was good as the Hulk, and he was a good guy then. Oh, like he a was, good bad. Yeah. He's like an anti-hero, right?
Right. So. Yeah, you can say that. He's... Sure.
The next one is one of your most favoritest people in the world. Andy Samberg.
Oh, gosh. That guy. He couldn't buy a funny bone.
And I sell them so cheap. He is 40 today.
Oh, wow. I didn't think he'd be that old.
I didn't know he was that old either. Next on the list is, if he was still living, Patrick Swayze. Would have been his birthday. Or is his birthday? Is it still your birthday?
Yeah, I guess so. It's the day he was born. Born.
Yeah. So, Patrick Swayze. Happy birthday wherever you are.
No, he's a ghost.
Yeah. Oh, brother. Christian Slater is 49 today, which Christian. I honestly don't feel like I've seen anything. Like, I know his name, but I don't think I've ever seen anything he's been in.
He hasn't done anything in a long time, I feel like.
He's in the TV series Mr. Robot, which I've been dying to get into because I've heard so many awesome things about it, but I just have never even seen a single episode.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good stuff about that. Yeah, I can't think of anything I've actually seen him in, though. I don't know.
Yeah. Hot Tub Time Machine, too.
What?
Yeah, I'm looking up right now things that he's been in, but I've never really seen any. Ways of the Wicked is a movie from 2014. But recently, he's been in some animated stuff. Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay. He was the voice of Deadshot. The Lion Guard. He was Ushari. Jeff and Some Aliens. I've never heard of that before. Justice League movies. TV series. He's Deadshot. Yeah. So, I feel like little things here and there.
The one thing I looked up and saw that I have seen him in, I don't know what he was in this, but The Wizard from 1989. It's with Fred Savage. I don't know if you ever saw that. Savage, and he goes to a tournament, plays Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, I know what movie you're talking about, but I don't. I've probably seen parts of it, but I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing.
Oh, I loved that movie as a kid. And there was no, there was no internet or anything back then, and that gave away the big cheats on how to skip worlds in Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, no, like at an arcade, right? Super Mario goes to an arcade.
It might have been the first Super Mario Bros. I can't remember which one it was that was in that. But yeah, they showed how to skip the worlds on it. Yeah, yeah, it was at an arcade. But then there was a competition, too.
Yeah. Never saw the whole thing. But I do like Fred Savage. He was just a baby then. Not a real baby, but just a kid.
Yeah, he was.
Well, I guess he was a kid in Boy Meets World, too.
Boy Meets World.
Fred Savage.
That's Ben Savage.
Oh, that is Ben Savage.
That's his brother. Fred Savage was a little kid in I can't think of the name of the show he was in, the big show. Wonder something. The Wonder Years, that's Wonder what it was. Years. Yeah. Kevin Arnold in The Wonder Years. That was a good show.
I never really watched that. That was before my time.
Yeah, 88 to 93.
I mean, I guess that was during my time, but it was like an old people show, you know?
That wasn't an old people show.
No, but like to me, at the age I was at during that show, yeah, it was like for old people.
Yeah. Like older kids like me that was like 10 years old.
I don't know. I felt like it was for like adults, but I guess kids watched it. I didn't know that you watched
it. Yeah, it was a unique show. It was one of those, it kind of encompassed all ages. Like, well, you know, pretty young to pretty old ages.
Yeah. Because I know our dad liked it. So I think that's what made me think it was like an old people show.
both of our parents liked it. And I'd watch it with them, yeah.
I would not. That's been on too late for me. So next, birthday is Madeline Stowe, who, let me tell you, turned 60 today, but the picture they have of her, she looks like she's maybe 40.
Natalie, so she's looking
Stowe. Stowe. She's in 12 Monkeys.
Well, you have to think too that you're on IMDb, so whatever image is on there is what the actor or actress puts on themselves.
Right. Well, I don't know if they put them on themselves, but.
Well, them or their publicist or whatever. It's not like IMDb doesn't go and put images on there.
But they do, I think. I think because this is like a picture taken from like some kind of event. But even I'm looking at pictures from like 12 Monkeys now. And even in those, she looks good for 60.
Yeah, I brought up some pictures. She does look pretty good. And thus she hasn't been photographed in the last 20 years. And these are all old.
Not that 60 is old. I just realized I said she looks good for 60. 60 isn't that old. And so next is Mia Mitchell, who I know from The Fosters, which never is what is the channel called now? I don't even get the channel anymore. Freedom. I don't know if it's still on, but it was on 2 years ago at least.
Freedom's a channel?
Freedom, I think that's what it's called. It used to be ABC Family, and now it's called Freedom.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I don't even know.
And she's also was in Teen Beach and Teen Beach 2 on the Disney Channel.
Oh, boy.
So, it's her 25th birthday. And lastly, well, not lastly, there are a bunch of birthdays today, but a lot of these I don't even know. But Caitlin Olsen, not one of the Olsen twins. Not one of the Olsen twins.
Yeah, I know who she is.
She is Destiny, the voice of Destiny on Finding Dory. And that's pretty much all I know her from. She was in The Heat as well. Oh no, is she the? She's the Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I was gonna say this is so funny how this comes around because you do know her. She should look familiar to you.
Yeah,
she's in Always Sunny, and she's D, and she's the one that does the Inflatable Man dance.
As soon as I saw that she was Tatiana in The Heat, I was like, "Oh wait, that's the same person as Always Sunny."
And then she did her own show. She got her own show called The Mick.
Yes,
but that only lasted 2 seasons. I started watching it; it's not too bad. But like you said, you only have so much time to watch so much TV. But
yeah, she was super good as Destiny in Finding Dory. Oh man,
her voice acting skills were just great.
I feel like she's a good comedic actress who isn't in many comedy movies, maybe because she's busy doing Always Sunny.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, she is. I don't know why she doesn't get more jobs.
But she should have been in that. What was that movie that came out with all of those, like, well, they weren't comedy actresses, I guess. Oceans?
Yeah, the Oceans. Oceans, yeah, whatever the last one is. Yeah, I think it was 8. Yeah, she would have been good.
Yeah,
I'd like to see her and Kate McKinnon in a show. Yeah, I'd like to see her and Kate McKinnon in a show together or a movie together. I mean,
yeah. So those are the birthdays for today. Happy birthday, everyone!
Happy birthday to them.
Birthday. Sorry, it's just because I didn't know you.
Right.
Oh wait, I have one more. I just accidentally clicked on him, and I have to mention him. Because I do know him, Martin Mull, who is the principal in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Oh, I loved that show. That's why I had to mention it.
I just brought up a picture of him. He's also that's what you know him from.
Yeah,
that's funny. He's from Roseanne.
That I did not know.
It was in Roseanne. He worked, he was Roseanne's boss at the, whatever you want to call it, cafe that was in the mall or whatever that she worked at, worked in.
Well, I also feel like I did not watch Roseanne that much either. That was, I don't think I was allowed to watch it, maybe.
Yeah, that could be, that's a little past, a little before your time, I guess.
I mean, it was during my time because I remember.
Well, yeah, because
there's certain shows really that I remember you guys watching, like you and mom and dad watching, but I was not allowed to watch. For instance, we talked about The Simpsons today. You and dad watched it, and our mom was like, "No way, you're going to bed." So I just like laid in bed and listened to you guys laugh. which I agree, it was a super inappropriate show for me.
Well, I am, but, 7 years older than you, so.
Yeah, 6.
6. Am I 6 right now? No, I'm 7 right now. I'm not 6 until your birthday, right?
Yeah, because you were born in 80, I was born in 86, so it's 6 years, yeah.
Nope. That'd make good, good podcasts and listen right there. All right, let's go on to movies.
Okay.
All right, let's start box office totals for last weekend. Any chance you saw anything?
I didn't see anything in theaters, but I saw things that I like rented.
Oh, okay. Anything kind of recent that just came out to rent, or
I saw Ready Player One.
Oh, I want to see that. How was that?
It was good. It was very entertaining. It wasn't an in-depth kind of movie or like extravagant story. Like, it was a nice sit down and watch a good movie. kind of movie. Did that make any sense? Hopefully it did.
Well, that's why I figured I'd get myself into sitting down to watch it. It'd be one of those, oh, I'm going to have fun watching this, especially with all the nostalgia that's in it. I'm not going to be, my mind's not going to be blown away by watching it or anything.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, but it was good. It was entertaining, and I didn't regret watching it. I would watch it if it was, like, on TV. I would turn it on.
Okay, good. Well, last weekend, at number one, we have The Meg, which surprised people and made even a little bit more money than they expected, $45 million.
Wow.
Number two, Mission Impossible Fallout, still making $19.3 million. Number three, Disney's Christopher Robin. I don't know. Why can't they just call it Christopher Robin? Why does it have to be Disney's Christopher Robin?
I don't know.
That was number three, $12.9
million. Oh, because there's a movie that just came out that was like something Christopher Robin. That's why.
Oh.
Welcome to Christopher Robin? I don't know. But yeah, there was just a recent movie that came out that was called Christopher Robin.
Okay. That makes sense, son. Number four on its opening weekend was Slender Man, bringing in $11.3 million. Number five on its opening weekend, Black Klansman, made $10.8 million. Number six, The Spy Who Dumped Me, $6.4 million. Mamma Mia, still in the top 10. It's number seven, $5.8 million. The Equalizer 2 came in at eighth place with $5.4 million. And this one, surprising me, that's still in the top 10. Hotel Transylvania number 3, $5.2 million. It's now been out for 5 weeks, and it's at $146 million total. Then number 10 is Ant-Man and the Wasp with $4 million. One thing I didn't mention was last week, Dog Days came out. It didn't even make the top 10.
Yeah.
So apparently, my wife and my daughter were two of the only people to go see the movie. Even with the great review that I gave on the last podcast that they gave me.
Come on, people. I feel like it doesn't have very big, it has known actresses and actors in it, but not big names. And I think the ones that are those connected stories usually have like big names in them. So
that might
be a reason.
Hey, I'm trying to think. I can't remember who's in it.
Vanessa Hudgens, yeah, I know, is in it because I like her.
I'm just surprised that Slender Man and Black Klansman make $11 and $10 million, and Dog Days opens at number 12 with $2.5 million.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised about the Black Klansman. I figured that would do pretty well. Go ahead.
I was moving on to something.
Oh. I was going to say, once I found out that it was based on a true story, I figured it would be.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just going to say The Darkest Mind, your YA movie, and its second week went down from 8 to 13.
I've heard it's so bad. But really? That's okay. I'm still going to read the book, and I'm still going to go. I'm still going to, by the time I read the book, I'll like rent the movie, but.
Yeah.
But I'll still do it.
All right, coming out this weekend. Three big movies coming out this weekend. The first one, Alpha. I haven't even heard of this. Have you seen anything for this?
Yes. I'm such a crazy, but I want to see it. So it's like, it's supposed to be, it's like made up a story, obviously. Well, not obviously, but it's a made up story. But it's supposed to be like, they advertise it as the first time man forms a relationship with wolf. And it's like, it's this kid who's part of a tribe, and he has, I think his the chief, he's like the son of the chief, and the chief dies, and then he becomes, I don't know, maybe I made that part up, but anyway, he ends up falling off of a cliff and people think he's dead, but then this wolf comes and, like, I guess they form this bond and protect each other in his, on his journey back to his tribe. Okay. It's cheesy. It sounds like a cheesy cliche story because it is a cliche story, but I still want to see it because I love dogs.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, so it's like the first ever man-dog relationship movie.
Yes, that's what they're like advertising it as.
Okay.
So.
Well, I won't even read the little write-up about it because I like what you said better. It doesn't come off as good the way I have the blurb written.
Oh, see, I should write for IMDb.
You should. This movie is very cliche, but you'll still want to see it anyway.
Like honest trailers, but honest reviews. Have you ever seen honest trailer reviews? Have you ever seen honest trailers?
Yes.
YouTube? Okay. Yeah. I do honest trailer reviews instead of honest trailers. Okay. Go ahead. Next.
We've got Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, Mark Wahlberg. He stars in Mile 22. He's an
I was like, is that really what it's called? Is Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch? Well,
that's the group he was in when in the 80s.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah. So Mile 22 is the movie. He plays an operative of the CIA's most highly prized and least understood unit, aided by a top secret tactical command team, Silva, that's him, must retrieve and transport an asset who holds life-threatening information to Mile 22 for extraction before the enemy closes in. So it's your typical guy's got a gun, he's got to get this other guy to a different place, that kind of movie.
Yeah. I have not seen any trailers for that.
Neither have I.
Which is surprising. Because I love trailers. And I watch them all the time. Like, I'm obsessed with watching trailers. I go on IMDb and check out the new trailers all the time. I watch, there's this, like, random channel that has this nothing but trailer show that I watch sometimes.
Yeah, we used to watch, there used to be a show that came on, I think it was DirecTV. And you and I used to watch it, nothing but trailers or coming movies or coming attractions or something like that. It was just like I think it was a half an hour long and they would just show trailers the whole time.
Yeah, well, this nothing but trailers. So it's on the channel AXS, which I don't know what that stands for, but
Access.
It's an hour long and it's just trailers.
Right.
I mean, they have commercials too, which is kind of annoying because trailers are commercials. So I don't know why they need to show commercials, but I love it. I don't know why. I just do.
No, I enjoy them too because they're short movies.
Yeah. It's like excitement for what's coming out or not excitement.
Right. Movie number three. Crazy Rich Asians. This one I actually have seen a trailer for.
Yes, me too.
It follows a native New Yorker, Rachel Chu, as she accompanies her longtime boyfriend, Nick Young, to his best friend's wedding in Singapore. Excited about visiting Asia for the first time, but nervous about meeting Nick's family, Rachel is unprepared to learn that Nick has neglected to mention a few key details about his life. It turns out that he is not only the scion of one of the country's wealthiest families, but also one of its most sought-after bachelors. Being on Nick's arm puts a target on Rachel's back with jealous socialites, and worse, Nick's own disapproving mother taking aim. So it's one of those, girl marries the prince, didn't know it, that kind of deal, I guess.
But they're not married.
No, yeah, they're
She's going to meet his parents. It's based off of, I want to say it's based off, but it's a book that came out a couple of years ago and became really popular. I have not read it. but it looks really funny. The actress that's in it is the mom on Fresh Off the Boat, which is a pretty funny show. I don't watch it frequently, but it is a funny show. Our brother watches it, our little brother. I don't know why I said our little brother, because you don't have any other brother.
Your little brother.
But yeah, I would totally go see it. Well, probably not go see it, but I would definitely rent it. I haven't been going to the movies for a long time, so I just like to rent things now.
That's why I'm liking Netflix. But I still haven't seen that movie from last week we were talking about, The Package. So hopefully this coming week I'll get a chance to watch that.
Yeah.
Now, the new one to Netflix this week is To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
It's a YA book.
Yes. In the YA community have been talking about this movie for months.
Wow, really?
Months. Yeah. I mean, people in the YA community get really excited about all of the books that become into movies, except for Darkest Mind. That wasn't really an excitement one. But Love, Simon was amazing, though it didn't do well.
I was going to say, that one didn't do well.
Oh, it was so good. And then, To All the Boys I've Loved, I'm super excited. I have read that book. I have not. There are three books in the series, and I've read the first one. So I need to make sure that the movie only follows the first book, because the first book is the one that's called To All the Boys I've Loved. So,
well, have you seen anything about it?
No, because I don't like to watch trailers of. I'm so weird. I love watching trailers, but if I already know that I want to see the movie, I don't watch the trailer because I feel like it gives away too much.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if when the Harry Potter movies were coming out, I never watched any trailers because I'm like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what the movie looks like. Or when Beauty and the Beast came out, because I love Beauty and the Beast stories, I did not watch any of the trailers because I was like, I don't want to know. I just want to be completely surprised. Zero expectations.
Because you're not going to have any clue what's happening in Beauty and the Beast.
Well, it's not even, I don't want to know, I know the storyline, but I want to be completely, because, maybe even more so, because I know the storyline of Harry Potter and Beauty and the Beast, like, there's not much to be surprised by if I see the trailer, you know? So, yeah, so I don't like to watch trailers of movies that I want to see, like, even, like, Wonder Woman. I didn't watch the trailers. I won't watch Wonder Woman 1984 trailers because I already know I want to see it. I just want to be completely surprised.
See, I'm almost there. I like to watch the first teaser that comes out for the movies I want to see just to get me a little excited for it. They usually come out with like a 30-second, maybe a minute long teaser trailer, and I'll watch that, and then I won't watch any after it.
My best friend laughs at me because when we would go see a movie in the theaters and a trailer would come on for like we both love the storyline of Beauty and the Beast. And so when we were in a movie and the Beauty and the Beast trailer came on, I covered my ears and eyes, and I was like, just poke me when it's over, which is really hard to do in a theater because it's so loud, it's hard to miss anything.
Oh yeah, you gotta hum to yourself or
she like laughed at me, but then the next week, because she's like, she goes to the movies frequently, so like, I think it was the next week she talked to me and she was like, you have now ruined me because I totally did that. And her friend who she was seeing the movie with was laughing at her because the Beauty and the Beast movie trailer came on and she like closed her ears and eyes and she's like, I now do that for all the trailers of movies I already know I want to see. So it's better to be surprised.
Surprised. Well, let me tell everybody real quick, To All the Boys I've Loved Before is about a girl, an Asian girl that writes letters to, I believe it's four, maybe five different boys that she has a crush on. One's like next door neighbor. One's the most popular kid at school. So she's writing these letters, and then her sister finds all these letters that she's written, and she decides to give them to those people.
Dun dun dun.
And here's just a little little clip from the trailer. This is one of the boys that got her letter.
Archie, wake up!
Are you okay?
What happened?
You fainted.
Oh, okay, let me start over.
That's actually not the part I wanted to show.
I was like, that makes no sense, that part.
Right. So here's the part, I'm sorry.
Hey, can I talk to you?
Me?
Yeah. Look, I really... I appreciate it, but it's never gonna happen.
I'm sorry, what?
I think it's really cool that you think I have Holden specs in my eyes. It's just, whoa.
Oh my god. The letters are out.
So, that's the clip there.
It's a really good book for girls. I don't know about boys, but it's like every girl's worst nightmare that their crushes find out they have crushes on them.
Yeah, it
seems or their like it would... past crushes do.
Yeah, it seems like it would be a good one. You know, like you said, not for the guys. I'm not interested in seeing it at all. But
yeah,
if they get a big female audience, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, and that's all for the movies. It's time for word or story.
Oh, yay.
I've got a list of five here. I'll give you a word or words, and you give me either one or a couple words, or give me a story if you have one.
Done.
First one, apps.
Lots. That's my word. Lots. You have
lots on your phone, I'm guessing.
I would say I have an average amount, maybe below average amount, but I feel like it's a lot. There are just so many apps. There's just so many for everything.
Yeah.
There are apps for things that like you would never think you would need one for, but you're like, actually that's kind of convenient.
I might use that one time sometime. I don't know. I'll just download it just in case.
Right? I get migraines, and once I found out there was like a migraine tracker app, totally downloaded it, but then I used it like once, so I deleted it.
All right, number two, jorts.
What?
Jorts, as in jean shorts.
I've never heard that term before. So my word is what?
All right. Number three, conditioner.
So this one's like a mini story that's not interesting at all, but the first thing that comes to my mind is I had my hair redone today, redyed, and because the blue fades out and my hair looks kind of blue now, parts of it, because green and purple apparently make blue, I don't know. So she gave me some extra purple dye to take home with me and put in my conditioner every once in a while when I wash my hair so that it in case it fades. That's my super boring story.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so.
Number four, Leonardo.
DiCaprio.
Whoa, not going with Ninja Turtles.
No, I feel like I just saw an interview with him or something, so that's probably why.
Okay. And last one, number five, peach pie.
Ew. I'm not a big pie person. I feel like they get sour.
Oh.
I don't like peach pie.
Yeah, I'm not big on pies either. And that ends word or story. The last thing I have to ask you before we go today is, what is the last purchase that you made? It could be online, it could be with cash, credit, it doesn't matter, but what's the last purchase you made?
I bought a triple mocha frappuccino today.
Ooh, where'd you get that at?
Starbucks. They're not that great. I actually don't like Starbucks that much, but I have a gift card, so I stopped and got one.
So if you're Danielle's friend and you're listening to this podcast, take the hint. Don't get her a Starbucks card gift card.
I mean, I'll drink it though. I like their vanilla frappuccinos because they taste like vanilla milkshakes. But I'm not a
Orange mocha
coffee kind of person.
frappuccino.
Orange mocha. If they had an orange mocha frappuccino, I would totally buy it. Maybe it'll wake me up before I
You
go go.
go.
Yeah.
All right.
Zoolander reference.
Well, you can obviously find this podcast pretty much anywhere now. It's on iTunes, it's on Stitcher, it's Spotify, everywhere. You can email us at siblingjabber@outlook.com. And you can visit our homepage, which is on Anchor. And if you're so inclined to, you can donate to us as well. But that's all. I'm Roy, and I need to go get some sleep.
And I'm Danielle, and now I am fully awake.
Until next week, see ya.
Bye. I try to say